If you thought it couldn't get worse for Helldivers 2 after the whole controversy of them requiring you to have a PlayStation Network login after, even if you're on Steam, after the game had been out like 6 months, PlayStation then, of course, backed down on this, and Helldivers, they said that it would be, grandfathered in. Of course, they're doing it with new games, so don't worry. Sony's going to data mine you one way or another. but now it's getting crazier on Helldivers 2. It looks like the moderator team has just gone crazy woke and is doing the thing that kills all the other games out there. We've talked about Suicide Squad, the Justice League, how much it lost in revenue for Warner Brothers Gaming. This gets even crazier. What a crazy story today. Helldivers 2 moderator bans users for vomit reacting to an LGBTQ plus furry art, then removes the emote as player base continues to shrink. So, you will love the furry art. Now, I guess the real question, if it was straight furry art, would they have done? I don't even want to know. But we're going to have to get into this a little bit anyway, because this degeneracy is just coming full bore into gaming. We have more on this later today, too, with the leak from Activision. But, oh, my gosh, watch for that next video as well. But this is crazy. All right, my name is John Delarose, and please join us here on the channel. Hit the like and subscribe button. It really means the world to me. I'm going to be launching a Kickstarter for a new graphic novel, a science fiction one soon, with a ton of action, a lot of fun for you guys. So check this out, and I'm going to put this in the description below. All you have to do right now is hit notify me on launch on your Kickstarter account, and join us for this, so when we do launch, we can have the biggest launch possible. Thanks so much for supporting our arts. I really appreciate you being there. You guys are an amazing community so far. So Helldivers 2 moderator banned multiple users for reacting to LGBTQ+. Happy Pride Month, everybody. Furry art with the vomit reaction, then had the emote removed. All of this comes as the player base for the game continues to shrink. So if you're looking, ever since the controversy happened, the player base just went on a just absolute tumble, right? This looks like the Bud Light Anheuser-Busch stock last year when they had Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender dude, out there on the Bud Light cans, and all the guys are like, you know what, I'm not going to drink my trans beer. And this is exactly what's happening here with Helldivers. The corporations overstepped. Sony went crazy. They wanted to data mine you. They wanted to not respect you as players. They wanted to bait and switch you. You were signing up under one pretense, and then you got the rug pulled out from under you. And here's exactly what happens. They lose their entire player base as a result. You could see this across the board every time these companies make these crazy moves. Amidst this decline in player base, one of the game's moderators in its Discord began banning players for vomit reacting to a piece of LGBTQ+ furry art. Moderator Tetra Cat Art? Okay, so this is a furry himself, probably. Herself? They-self? Oh, she-her. They-them. Okay, cool. I'm glad they've got the pronouns in there to make it clear. In the bio, as well as featuring LGBTQIA+ rainbow. Oh, joy. Oh, there's the avatar. And currently has the username of a mouse posted on June 10th. Gender identity is not politics. Oh, boy. Have you noticed this new trend saying that their extreme leftist political stuff is not political? It's like, is anybody actually buying that? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's literally someone's identity. Okay, so we used to have like decency laws. So if two men, like in a pride parade, decide to just strip down and go at it in the middle of the San Francisco streets, that's not identity. It is disgusting, and they shouldn't do that in public. And when you post public furry images, you're going to get some negative reactions because obvious, it's degenerate and weird. Like let's just be honest here. So here in the H2D2, Helldivers 2 server, we have zero tolerance policy for any sort of bigotry or hate. So I guess you could post your porn, and it better, as long as it's gay porn or trans porn or furry porn, you're good to go. You cannot be criticized. Very weird. This sort of stuff used to be something that, you know, you'd have quietly, shamefully in your own home, and you wouldn't tell anybody about it. But now that everybody's terminally online, and these people just sit terminally online, they think these weirdos who or in these communities are that's like their normal lives, and they think that like that is their identity. It's very weird. It's changed the game recently in recent years, and it's just sick. These people need help, and they need to get offline. Let's be honest. The topic of gender identity, especially this month, that's Pride Month, is not one that's not allowed. What isn't allowed is negativity towards people trying to celebrate who they are. Just shut up about it. I mean, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, if I made videos about my sex life here, you'd tune out because it's gross. It doesn't matter what it is. Jeez. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And in the same vein, you are attempting to bait people into flagrantly injecting your sexuality into the combo just to start fights that will also result in a timeout. Now it's time to move the topic along because it's very clear right now it's not one we can have civilly. Well, please clap for the she, they, them who's making this absolutely crazy. And then here it is about the reaction. If you want to go ahead and vomit react to people's art that they have put hours, days, or weeks or months into, I'm going to give you a 24-hour timeout. It's so rude. It costs nothing, literally, to not be a jerk. Well, it also costs nothing to not allow furry porn in your server. I've got a Discord server, and if somebody posted that, I'd just nuke them from orbit. It'd be gone. Because that sort of thing's just does not need to be foisted upon people. Share it within your own little furry community. It doesn't make sense to be in a Helldivers spot or a video game spot any more than it makes sense to be in my server or anybody else's. Just leave it alone. You shouldn't ban people for being offended by seeing that. Oh my gosh. It's really weird. You have to look at our pornography or else. Is really where the LGBT movement has come down on. And this is how crazy it's been. It's like a totalitarian regime across entertainment. You better watch The Acolyte and like it, bigot. You better watch Doctor Who kiss a man and like it, bigot. They're trying to force us to watch this shit over and over and over again. And that's what's coming down now. It's very weird. So Grums, of course, reported on this. And says that this will happen. This is your reminder. If you want to vomit react furry art or be a jerk about furry art, that you are lining up for a 4-hour timeout by me. So Grums points out this is not politically free. Helldivers 2 mod who was demoted for falsely accusing me of sexual harassment, that happened before, is on a huge banning spree. He's banning anyone for reacting to LGBTQ plus fan art with thumbs downs or vomit emojis, despite claiming a thumbs down is okay. And so there it is. Oh no, the pronoun mod is angry. Saying stuff like this makes my job so easy to just ban. So this is what Helldivers moderators are all about. And just they keep doubling down. They keep going crazy on all this stuff. And they're put in charge of this. Like, why does Helldivers want this in charge of their community? Despite what you may believe, this is not a democracy. Your freedom of speech is not guaranteed here. You do not have the right to be mean, rude, toxic, or hateful towards anyone else. If you got an issue with that, then it seems like a you problem. If you want to be hateful, take that somewhere else. Smiley face. Oh my gosh, these people are so out of control, and they don't ever stop. They just rant about their identity politics over and over again. And you're sitting here going, what does this have to do with Helldivers? Like, Helldivers doesn't have any of this shit involved in its game. It really doesn't. It's weird, and it shouldn't have any place in the Helldivers Discord, because this should be about the video game, wouldn't you think? But it's never about the video game with these people. It's just about their identities full time. They want to gaslight you into thinking that, like, that's all that can be discussed. That's all that can be talked about. And this is what they want to turn the video game industry into, because they've already turned Hollywood into this place. They've already turned the comic book industry into this place. They've already turned the book industry into this place. Every entertainment industry has been just ravaged by this stuff. And now the video games is kind of the last bastion where you can just play a video game and be left alone, and they don't want that to happen anymore. You can't be a part of the community. You can't exist without being propagandized to. Otherwise, it's your fault for not wanting to see it. So weird. Instead of punishing the Helldivers mod who went on a ban and suspension spree for anyone that using the thumbs down to vomit emote to furry art, they just removed those emojis entirely from their Discord. So now you just can't even react. You can't speak. You're going to like it, or you're just going to be silent and silenced. That's what Helldivers is about these days. Ugh. Well, this is what these companies do, and we know it, and they're always going to double down. It's going to go further with Helldivers. They're going to kill their game. Leave a comment down below with what you think about this. Hit the like and subscribe button. We'll be back soon.